And now, dear friends, we'd like you to turn to God's holy word, please. And we're going to read just two verses. First verse is from Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. And Galatians 3 and 13 reads, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is every one that hangeth on a tree. And then over in Revelation chapter 1, we're going to read verse 3. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, it says there, Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let us have a little word of prayer, for I'm very conscious, as you would understand, we need God's help to bring this word tonight. And so it's going to be a little different than your usual sermon that you would get. And you'll see that in just a moment. But let's pray for God's help. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. It's marvelous, utterly marvelous, Lord, to be saved, and Lord, to know, Father, that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, that he has indeed, Lord, paid all the debt of our sin by the sacrifice of himself on the cross at Calvary. Yea, Lord, he, the perfect one, the sinless one, the spotless one, Lord, he the just died for us, the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And Father, should there be any in our gathering here tonight that, Father, have not yet come to know thee as their own and personal Savior, Lord, it is one of the desires of our heart, for Lord, thou hast promised to answer the desires of our heart. But firstly, Lord, we do desire that thou, Lord, wouldst speak and, Lord, save precious souls. We realize, Lord, we cannot create an anxious thought. But, Father, we do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and through his precious shed blood that, Lord, thou wouldst save souls and, Lord, restore backsliders. We thank you, Lord, you're married to the backslider. We thank you, Lord, there's no separation with God. And Father, we pray, Lord, that thou wouldst have thine own way. Thank you for the way the meeting has gone thus far. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful singing of our congregation here tonight. And Lord, we can certainly say already, Lord, it has been good for us to have been here, for it is here we've met afresh with the Lord. And so, our Father, in these closing moments, Lord, of our meeting, we ask you, Father, that thou wouldst continue to give us help. Thou dost know, Lord, that we believe the preparation of the heart belongeth unto the Lord. And so, Father, shut us in now with thy holy presence. Do us all good, Lord. And, Lord, may we all go away from here tonight, Lord, saying of a truth, Lord, it was good for us to have been here, for it was here we have met afresh with the Lord. So continue now with us, Father. In Jesus' name we ask it of thee. Amen. Amen. Now, my friends, very often preachers generally have a little bit of paper beside them, a little notebook, to keep them right when they're bringing a message to the congregation. I have heard some people say, "Oh, I heard that man preach, and he didn't even have a note." And then the next thing was, he often used a hand, you see, like this, but he actually had the notes written on his hand. So I haven't got mine written on my hand. I have certainly them written on the paper, because if I started to forget my notes that's in front of me, you'd maybe get the back at the front and the middle somewhere else. So I want to speak to you tonight, dear friends, on the subject of a pen. Now, that might seem a strange thing to talk to people about a pen. Well, the first thing that I want to mention to you tonight is that this pen had to be made. Now, you might say that's common gumption. Well, of course it is. But the facts are, it still had to be made. And so man was enabled by God to make the pen. Yes, I say he was enabled by God to make the pen. Sometimes I hear people saying about the great job they've done. Oh, look what I've done. Do you see what I've done? And you never hear them saying, but it was God that gave me the ability to do it. And so in order to be saved, my friends, you need God to give you the ability to come to him, because salvation's of the Lord. And so there our desire is that if you're not saved, you would be. And I know there are many saved people here tonight in this church building. And you're probably going to hear a lot of stuff. And of course, the word stuff is mentioned in the Old Testament, by the way. You're going to hear a lot of stuff that I will be mentioning, and you would already know what that is. You'd be familiar with that. But this pen had to be made. And in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we read how God said, "Let us make man in our own image." Praise the Lord. We didn't stem from monkeys. It's not common wit and common sense. You wonder where people get silly old nonsense like that from. But thank God we all know, those who has any sense, God is the creator of the heavens and of the earth and all things that are therein. And we say very joyfully, "To God be the glory." Now, this pen had to be bought. And in 1 Corinthians 6 and 20 it says, "For ye are bought with a price." Do you ever think about that spiritually? Ye are bought with a price. You know, friends, this pen was given to me. In Romans chapter 5 and 8 it says there, "Christ died for us." And this pen, my friends, is very precious. It was given to me as a gift from my eldest son. And my friends, that was a wonderful thing, because had he not have given me this pen, I wouldn't be speaking to you tonight about it. You see, it's a gift from my son. And in John chapter 3 and verse 16, and it's vital that you listen carefully to the word of God. From John 3 and 16 it says, "For God so loved the world." I love that wee word, "so." There's a powerful depth of meaning in it. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, my friends, that verse says very clearly that God gave his only begotten Son. Isn't that a wonderful gift? That God gave us his only begotten Son to go to the cross to die for our sins. It says that whosoever believeth in him. You know, there are a lot of people, and they don't seem to grasp it, But you know, that's not every Tom, Dick and Harry you know. That distinctly says that whosoever believeth in him. In other words, it's only those who believe in Christ will get into heaven. And those who do not believe in Christ, the whosoever who do not believe in Christ, they'll never be in heaven. And so, my friends, thank God that God had mercy on many here tonight, and we have received Christ as our own and personal Savior. And what a wonderful change we can all say who are saved. What a wonderful change in our lives has been wrought since Jesus came into our heart. Oh, my friends, I thank God. I have said before and I'll say it again. I am glad the devil's mad, for I'm the lad he thought he had. Oh, yes, I served the devil in the pubs and the clubs as an old fool, thinking I was doing a good job. And I discovered when my dear late wife Betty started to speak to me about God's salvation, and I threatened to put her out of the house. Now, I know some of you be familiar with my testimony, but for the benefit of those who don't know, I threatened to put her out of the house. But you know, my bark was worse than my bite, because I loved her very dearly. I loved her very dearly. And thank God I listened to what she had to say, and she told me how the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. And friends, thank God, 9 days later, I got gloriously saved as I sat in the little apartment where we lived. And what a wonderful change that was. And so, my friends, the pen had to be bought. It was given and it was precious. It was a gift from my son. And the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, I don't know whether you can see it or not, but this pen is coloured. It's coloured. It's silver and gold. Now, I don't know whether it's the real McCoy or not. Would you have any idea, John? No, I think it could be fake, you know. But no matter, we're not dealing with a fake business tonight, sure we're not. Because Christ is real, hallelujah for that. The pen is colored silver and gold. And in Acts chapter 3 and verse 16 it says, the Apostle Paul says, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee." Now, if Paul the Apostle had no silver or gold, what was he going to give to the Lord? Well, I think it's fairly clear. The only thing he could give to the Lord was his heart and life. And thank God, that's exactly what he did, as God prompted him so to do. So, my friends, if you're not yet saved, you take that step. And you give the Lord your heart and life to him. Because we can truly say, as is written on my wife's gravestone, she loved these two words: Jesus satisfies. Hallelujah. Now none but Christ can satisfy. None other name for me. There's love and life and lasting joy. Hallelujah. Lasting joy. Lasting joy. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord indeed. You know, friends, it used to be years ago. I remember Dr. John Douglas said one night in our meeting in Hillsborough. He was taking a series of on prayer. And he said, "I wonder where has all the hallelujahs and praise the Lord's gone to in our churches?" And you know, the man was telling the truth. I don't know about you, but sometimes I hold back from shouting hallelujah and praise the Lord. Do you know why? Because I'd have to admit, sometimes it's the fear of man. You're nearly afraid of what your neighbour beside you will think, or somebody else will think. Maybe they'll think, oh, there he goes again. But my friend, if the Lord leads you to say hallelujah or praise the Lord in the Spirit, if God leads you to do it, you do it. I tell you, friends, it is very important not to quench the Holy Spirit. Now, friends, this pen here needs to be filled. Now, in other words, it needs to be powered up. Now, it wouldn't be much use if there was no ink in it. It would just be like a showpiece, really, you put on a shelf. But praise the Lord, it reminds me in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And you know, my friends, when it talks about waiting upon the Lord, we who are saved, we need power to serve God. And you know where you can get more power? Go to the prayer meeting. Attend to the prayer time before your minister comes in to preach in the pulpit, because he needs your prayers. I love myself to get to the prayer meeting because it's so important. That's the powerhouse of Almighty God. And may the Lord help us to be filled with his power. Now, this pen, of course, understandably, is for writing with. Isn't that correct? And yes, it reminds me of the precious Word of God, the written Word of God. It's a very useful thing to have in your possession. And of course, it reminds me of a little song that I used to sing, and I don't know whether you know it or not, brother, but I'll sing a wee bar of it too. Did you ever hear the song, To Be Used of God? Maybe not. Well, I'll sing a wee bit of wee here. It'll just dovetail with the wee message I'm bringing to you. And it simply goes like this. To be used of God, to sing, to preach, to pray, to be used of God, to show someone the way. I want the world to know that Jesus loves them so. Like a flame, it's burning deep inside. Oh, praise the Lord. Do you know, it'll not be long till I'll be 100. And do you know what I'm going to tell you? I thank God, even in my old age, I feel far more happy in the Lord Jesus than what I have done all my younger life. And you know, your work's not done for God till he takes you home. And so keep at it and keep reaching out to souls, for it's very, very precious. I had the great privilege when I was going round the country singing here and there and yonder for the Lord during my last recording. And I met heaps of people. And you know, I want to make it clear from this pulpit tonight, we're not against Roman Catholic people, but we're against false religion. And that includes Romanism. We're not against Catholic people. I think it would be great to see our churches have a big sign in the newspaper, come and hear why free Presbyterians love Roman Catholics. Oh, I'm very, very much, I tell you, I'm a loyalist. I make no apology for it. But I tell you this, those dear people need the Lord. They need the Lord. I know a man, and he got converted from Romanism, and he's a wonderful Christian. He was a superintendent in one of our Sunday schools and loves the Lord with all his heart and is a very successful businessman. You see, God's prospered him. And God does prosper his own children and looks after us. Praise the Lord. Now, I sidetracked there for a moment or two because I need to keep the wheel turning here because of this youth meeting. But you know, friends, this pen here, you might notice on it, it has a wee, what they call a wee safety clip. Wee safety clip. And we read in Proverbs 29 and verse 25, whoso putteth his trust in the Lord, will you hear it, shall be safe. Some people say, oh, well, I can't keep it. Well, that's absolutely right. There's none of us can keep ourselves when we get saved. It's God who keeps us. The Holy Spirit of God, when you get saved, comes in. Thank God for that wonderful blessing. The great comfort is with us all the time. And he keeps us on the straight and narrow. The Bible, my friends, as we know, is God's writing to us. And he says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, blessed, hallelujah, I love this. When you hear this, and this is a good one. Blessed is he that readeth. Isn't that lovely? Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the word of the prophecy, of this prophecy, and keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. My friends, I don't boast about this, but I never was clever at school. I was a bit of a dummy, you know. I was very slow to learn. It was, what do you call, there's a name for it. I can't remember what it is. What was it? There's a name for that. Been slow to learn.
Dyslexic.
That's the word. You knew it wasn't very clever. I couldn't even remember that word. But you know, friends, my late wife was a wonderful reader and studier of God's word, and I thank God for her lovely life and ministry to me. She would have read the word, and I'd be away all over the country to be singing here and singing there. You know what it's like, brother? You're all over the place. And sadly, I neglected to read God's word as much as I should have done. And I came under conviction. And you know, friends, I don't boast about this, but I say thanks to God. I phoned the Reverend Douglas and I said to him, brother, I've just finished reading the word of God 5 times. From cover to cover. I said, and I wasn't boasting about it, but I was wanting him to be encouraged, because he knew I was a bit of a dumbo, you see. And so, then I met him again. He was over at a church in Hillsborough, and he was preaching. And you know, he said something wonderful, and it done me a power of good. He says, it's not the amount of times you read the word of God. He says, it's what you take out of it. Well, not some. That was a powerful statement, wasn't it, brother? I thought that was a real wicker, wasn't it? Oh my, what a wonderful book. And praise God, I thank God I've got through it 6 times. And I'm going to keep on going while I have breath in my body to read it more. Because the more you read the word of God, the greater it is for you spiritually. So don't neglect in reading the truth of the word of God the way I used to do. But get down to it and read it every single day, and it'll do you the power good. Anyway, praise the Lord for that. Well, friends, I want to say just 2 more points, and praise the Lord, we'll have you away in time. My name is actually written in this pen. Do you not believe me? Well, could you read that there, brother, to the people and tell them what's on it, please? Good and loud. Oh, sorry. Here, you're right on your mind.
No,
I know you.
Dad, 1943.
There you are.
Is that your second birthday?
That's it.
Birthday,
that's right. It says Dad, 1943. Well, that was actually me. It wasn't any other dad. And 1943, does that give you a brave idea? I'm heading towards 100. But you know, friends, what I tell you? Thank God, dear friends, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And is your name in it? A very searching question, isn't it? Now, you know rightly, I would love you to have your name in God's book in heaven. That would be top class for you. You'd fairly enjoy it. Because you see, whenever Jesus saves, he gives you something worth living for. I'm saved over 52 years. And I'm like the man who had a wee bit of a stammer. And I don't mean to offend anybody here tonight if you have a wee bit of a stammer. And this man, He was so happy in the Lord. And somebody said, "Are you really happy?" He says, "Aye." He says, "I'm just bubbling over with my joy." He was so happy, you see. And you know, friends, happiness is the Lord. And I want to finish off with the last point. You know, I've had a lot of points here tonight about this pen. And some preachers, they would say, if you have four, mind you, that's a brave wind to have. Well, I think I've counted up 10 points here. But the thing is, if I don't get the point over to you tonight, I failed in my missionary journey here. You see, we want to see you saved if you're not saved. And if those of you who are saved, you keep rejoicing continually every single day. And be, always keep happy. Keep happy. Even when you're sad, still keep happy. That sounds contradictory, doesn't it? Oh, friends, what a joy God gives us. And the last point is, the name of this pen is written on it. Now, maybe you don't believe me again. Could you read this too for us? Could you tell me what that says? Wait, you see, it's on the safety thing there.
On the wheat slip.
Aye, wait till you hear this one.
We need a magnifying glass for this one, Sam.
Yeah, well, I'll give you my...
Now even a big Sam. The indentations are so small.
Aye, indentation. Well, wait a second, read it. Well, I'm not so far because I have it down my notes here. but anyway, I can see it here. Shining in the light. The last point is the pen was made by a company called Cross. Now, maybe I should have contacted them first of all. Should I get commissioned on their pens then? But the last name, the last point is it was made by a company called Cross. And my friends, it's important you get to the cross to be sure of heaven. Because there's not one of us here tonight know this very split second will be taken out of this life. And I say that kindly, even from the youngest to the oldest. None of us know the moment. And so, the only one for you to trust in is the Lord Jesus Christ. He has redeemed those of us who are saved, and he'll redeem you if you come to him as a sinner and acknowledge your sin and ask him to forgive you and save you. And thank God he will. That's why through his atonement he shed his precious blood on the cross. And if you receive Christ as your Savior, you'll be in and not out. Not wonderful. Praise the Lord. And you'll be saved and you'll never be lost. And saved people, when they leave this earth, they go to heaven to be with the Lord, to be with him for all eternity. And I trust that with these stumbling words tonight, you'd know I'm not like some of these clerical boys, but I'm just myself. And I thank God for the way you've listened, and I didn't see anybody yearning. So I hope you go home happy and safe tonight, and may God continue to bless you in your lives. Thank you.
For our closing hymn, it's number 548, "Who is on the Lord's Side." I know by your smiling face you've enjoyed Sam's message. It is solemn at times, serious at times, and humorous at times, but it kept your attention. This lovely hymn was written by a Francis. There are three famous Francis in the hymn world: Francis Crosby, Francis Alexandra, and Francis Ridley Harville. And this last Francis, she was the lady who wrote this beautiful hymn. It's a very challenging hymn. The question is, who is on the Lord's side? There's a story told that Abraham Lincoln once was addressed by a young soldier. He said, "I don't know which side to be on." So the young soldier decided to wear a blue representing the Union. Bottom trousers were grey, represent the Confederacy. As he left Abraham Lincoln's presence, a sniper at the Confederacy shot at the blue of the Union. He didn't know what side he was on. A soldier from the Union shot at the trousers of the Confederate soldier. Choose you this day whom you must serve. That's the question. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the Lord? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. By God's grace and mercy, he'll carry us through. Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King? And this King is Jesus. We've got a new King, but he's a mortal King. But we've got a heavenly King, and his name is Saviour and Lord. We'll just close our meeting with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the words and the thoughts and the intent of that beautiful hymn, "Who is on the Lord's side? Who will serve the King?" I trust people, boys and girls, who are in that valley of decision tonight, and they'll choose Jesus, whom to know is life eternal. Hope they're asking themselves that question. Who do they come to? Come to the Lord in prayer. Leave their sins at the Saviour's feet, and they'll be washed away in the sea of his forgetfulness, never to remember him against us anymore. Lord, bless all the families represented. Maybe there's loved ones at home left behind who haven't come to the meeting tonight. Let the parents and brothers and sisters share in what took place tonight. The valid decision, an answer is required. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. Help each one to go through with God their vows to pay, their life upon the altar lay. The Holy Ghost will do the rest and give to them God's very best. Bless us, we part and go our separate ways. Gives us journeys and mercies. And Lord, remain with each of us and linger with us in our thoughts and in our prayers as we go our separate ways. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. Amen.